We have around 130 million broadband users in the country. And out of those 130 million, there are 110 4G broadband users. The total sectoral revenues are 800 billion rupees a year. And this sector actually gives, I think, more than 400 billion rupees a year in the form of the tax revenues and the collected tax revenues in the form of GSTs, in the form of advance income tax, and in the form of withholding tax to the federal government as well as to the all the provinces in the country. So, and this success is this success is actually based on openness and competition. Without openness and competition, this success actually wouldn't have been possible. So just imagine that if there have been only one operator in the country, only incumbent operator in the country, what would have been the situation of the telecom industry today in Pakistan? We would have been seeing a lot of outages, lot of internet outages, and we would have been seeing a lot of inefficiencies, and we would have been seeing a lot of price increases for the customer. So telecom sector is the only sector, I think, which has not been able to pass on the price increase to the consumer fully. And Pakistan actually ranks one of the lowest in the world in terms of the average revenue per customer, and which is around 230 rupees per customer per month. So which means less than $1 a month average revenue. So this is all the beauty of having an openness and competition. Because competition means improvement. Competition means innovation. Competition actually drives all the operator to innovate, to improve their services, to compete on the quality, and also compete on the prices, and to deliver better and better services to the customer. And monopolies monopolies stall the innovation. Monopolies stifle the innovation, and this is a big dilemma in Pakistan, because in Pakistan, actually, we are very government-centric, and government is actually very interested to do businesses as well. And the government keeps on doing businesses despite a lot of losses, lot of failures, lot of SOEs generating billions of losses, circular debts. But government's passion with the business is not actually going away. So this is a dilemma that the businesses are facing. And that dilemma is that the private sector businesses, they are generating wealth. They generate wealth. They pay taxes. Government collects those taxes. That's fine. Government should be investing those taxes on, I think, education, on health, on infrastructure, on justice, and on the safety and security of the citizen. I think these are the five main priority areas of the government where I would say 90-95% of the tax money should be going or should be invested. But government is investing a lot of taxpayers' money into their own businesses. And those businesses are competing with the private businesses from whom taxes those businesses have been funded. And on top of that, the government-owned businesses are provided a higher ground, and the private businesses are provided a lower ground. So this is actually kind of adding insult to the injury to the private sector. And I can say with the confidence that my company, Nayatel survived and thrived in a hyper-competitive environment. We survived and thrived in a hyper-competitive environment because it is the competition which actually enables the businesses to remain alert 24/7 and serve that customers. And so that was the first thing, that government should only regulate. Government should not, it is no business of the government to doing business. So government should stay out of it. So that is the first and the foremost. And second thing, in Pakistan, I think we are perhaps reverse side. Because all over the world, the structured businesses, the compliant businesses, those businesses which are paying taxes, those businesses which are complying all the laws, regulations, whatever, whether it is EOBI, whether it is Social Security compliant, whether it is labor law compliant, all those compliant businesses, they are at disadvantage. And how they are at disadvantage? A simple story. Ki aap kisi building mein ja rahe hain aur bahar ek security guard baitha hai. Wo kehta hai yaar tum idhar line mein lag jao. To aap line mein lag jate hain because you are a compliant citizen. And so aap kehte hain acha theek hai main line mein lag jata hu. Fir aap dekhte hain yaar ye log dusre to jaate ja rahe hain. To aap usse poochte hain yaar ye dusre log kyun ja rahe hain. Kehte hain yaar unhone to pucha nahi mere se. Aapne pucha janab aap line mein lag jao. So this is the story because we believe that to be a compliant business is the right way to do things. But all the compliances and everything are actually stamped on the compliant businesses. Aur jo non-compliant hai, usse kehte hain tum jo marzi kar lo. To tumhe to koi tumse sawal nahi hai. But all the structured and those businesses are facing a lot of dilemma. So this is the second. This is a second barrier, I think, which we need to overcome. And this barrier can only be overcome by changing the mindset, by changing the mindset of the regulators and the policymakers, to shift their mindset from the trigger happy mindset to have a mindset of being a facilitator and enabler. So basically, the whole country is actually running on the court stay orders. I mean, if you look at most of the compliant businesses, so meri company mein, I think we may be having 3-4 dozens of stay orders against the taxation, against the regulators and whatever, and many stay orders are going on for last many years. So stay order means the status quo. So if you have this environment of being a status quo country, so what to talk about the innovation in that status quo society? Kyunki innovation to society mein hoti hai jo society status quo ko break karna chahti. So we are a society actually which is encouraging the status quo and that society is running on the old, I think I would say, colonial mindset. So I think we need to get out of this thing. So, and now I would say, I think it is the time. It is the time out of this crisis that we have tried so many things under the sun. So let's do the right things now. Let's do the right things now with which the world is progressing and with which the world is moving in the right direction. And I think there is a great inspiration from the divine book, Quran, which says, وَلِكُلِّمْ وَجْهَةٌ هُوَ مُوَلِّيهَا فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Everyone has a direction, and your direction is to compete in the right things. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Your direction should be to compete in the good things. We need to compete in the good things. We don't need to compete in the bad things. So I think this is the time that we should take away this NOC culture, because this NOC culture is actually killing our society. And last, that speed is not important. Direction is important. So we need to set our direction right, and then we need to move forward and creating distortions, creating non-compliant and non-structured business, and creating command and control is very easy. Creating competition, creating a competitive environment, creating an innovative environment, and creating openness is very difficult. So it is time to do the right things, regardless whether they are difficult, because eventually they would actually transform into the opportunities, because this is how the great nations, transform those difficulties into the opportunities. And I would end with the great saying of Iqbal, because it is very easy to make things difficult, and it is difficult to make things easy. It is very easy to make things difficult, but it is difficult to make things easy. Nasha pila ke girana to sabko aata hai. Nasha pila ke girana to sabko aata hai. Maza to tab hai ke girton ko tham le saqi. Nahi Iqbal na umeed apni kishte veeran se. Zara nam ho to ye matti badi zarkhez hai saqi.